Well, we lift up your city, Mount Baldy and Muskoy today. Father God, we ask that you would give us your eyes and heart for our city, Mount Baldy and Muskoy. What did you originally design them to do and be? What's their mission in this region? We thank you for the good in these communities. That we think of the recreational benefits at Mount Baldy and the beautiful creation you made and all the views and sights from the mountaintop. We thank you for the people that meet in Muskoy that have reported the terrible air quality to the right channels and are finding ways to help their residents. We ask you to help those in leadership in Muskoy and the surrounding cities to help the poor in their community, helping them learn to get jobs that will pay their bills and get out of some of the problems that they're experiencing. We also pray you will grant the county and state a plan to change their air quality and bring economic health to that community. We pray for the churches in all of these areas. There's one in Mount Baldy and a few in Muskoy and several in your, probably in your own city. And if there's not, let's pray for them, that they would take a role in ministering to other cities as well as their own. Amen. Well, Mount Baldy has a population of 367. They are in the San Gabriel Mountains north of Upland, nestled in the mountains. They're a small village. They have one interdenominational church in that small community, which is amazing. And above it is the home of Mount Baldy Resort and Mountain. Muskoy has a population of 12,000, suburb of San Bernardino City. Living there is a kind of a rural feel, and most residents own their homes and tend to lean liberal, but they have the worst air quality scores in California. They are at between 96 and 100 on the CalEnviro screen. Their poverty rate is fairly high at 25%, that's 10 over average, and the drug crime is at 14%, which is also high, not extremely high, but high. So, Father, we lift up these areas. We pray that people in these communities will take back their cities for God, that they will walk or drive and pray through their communities, through their neighborhood. We pray, God, that you would give them eyes to see and hearts to hear what it is that you want for them. We thank you. We pray for their traffic issues. We praise you, God, that they have created a situation so children can be chaperoned to school and getting to be able to get to school as quickly as possible so that they're in the air as the minimal amount of time so they don't get sick in Muskoy. We pray, God, for the leaders in all of our communities that we're lifting right now. And we pray, God, that you would grant them creative ways on how to minister to the people, to their constituents, and to the people and the residents, and beautifying it, bringing economic health, bringing good businesses to the area, and getting rid of anything that is destroying those communities. We pray for the churches to grow and that they would collaborate in outreaches and ways together and putting aside their differences, and that unity would see so many beautiful things happen. We pray for every person in each of these cities, and we pray, God, that you would bless them. We pray that they would come to know you, and those that do know you, that they would go, if they are apathetic or complacent in any way, that you would stir a fire under them, God, and that they would now be on fire for you in the mighty name of Jesus and sharing their faith boldly with courage and seeing you do a mighty work among them and people's lives getting transformed in the name of Jesus.